You know, I've often said that black Americans, not all, but most are immoral. And they promote evil over good. They call good evil and evil good. And as a result of that, they've gone out of control. And this happened 60 years ago. It wasn't always that way for black people. Well, I have another example. Some of you might remember that last year, black folks were running around with godless liberals as well. The blacks were going around complaining that the statues, Confederate statues and flags were a bother for them, that whenever they walked down the road, it would cause them to react. It had an effect on them. All lies, but because of their hatred for white people and for the good of this country, they allowed to get away with that. And so they had all these, they had the statues, well, not all of them yet, but many removed. The flag, the Confederate flag taken down. Well, Fox News has reported that a statue of Marion Barry, Marion Barry was a controversial former mayor, was unveiled in Washington, D.C. And so Marion Barry was the second mayor of Washington, D.C., who happened to be black, and one of the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. And so the blacks, they want to take down the Confederate statues and replace them with godless, far left liberal, no good black people. Isn't that amazing? Not good black people. There are some good black people. I guarantee you they wouldn't want one of Condoleezza Rice or Justice Clarence Thomas or other good black men and women. They would not want a statue of them. They must be corrupt. Blacks don't accept good. They hate it. So here is the Twitter cell phone video of the unveiling tweeted by the City Council of D.C. And Marion Barry, we have pictures from WTOP and AP of the crowd. My audio engineer is pulling up the soundbite. And I have to tell you, Marion Barry was one of the worst. Barry was the second mayor of D.C. from 1979 to 1991, then the fourth mayor from 1995 to 1999. He was a Democrat. He served on the city. He served on the council of D.C. off and on from 1975 to 2014. He was videotaped. Listen to this. He was videotaped smoking crack cocaine back in 1990. A crackhead. And the blacks love him because he's corrupt. Well, he's dead now, but he was corrupt. They voted him in and voted him in every time he got out of jail. So he was videotaped smoking crack cocaine back in 1990 and served 6 months in prison. But afterward, he was elected to the city council in 1992. So he goes to jail for crack. Crack cocaine, a crackhead. He gets out. He runs for city council, and the blacks voted for him, and he won. Then mayor, again back in 1994, and council again in 2005, he also failed to file tax return. He failed to file his income tax return and was stopped on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol. The local media called him mayor for life at the unveiling. One called him mayor for eternity. Now, this is why most black people are suffering. Not because of racism, folks. Ain't got nothing to do with racism. Everything to do with the lack of character. Blacks are into color. Their blackness, they don't think about the lack of morality. It's not even up for discussion. It's about black, godless Democrats. Here is the soundbite from Twitter cell phone video of the unveiling tweeted by the Council of D.C.
Woo!
Isn't that amazing? Oh, yeah. Jesus is Lord. Yeah. A crackhead. And he was with a prostitute when smoking crack. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Don't ever go along with the liberals that this is about race. This is due to the lack of morality, folks. And until Black Americans turn back to God, family, and country, they're not going to get any better. They call good evil and evil good. Let me go to Jeff out of North Carolina. Jeff, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. You're my friend. We're 3,000 miles apart, but you're one of my best friends.
Thank you,
and
Jeff.
I want to say something about Mary and Barry. They should have a little scripture that says, "The bee set me up." I lived in Washington, D.C. when he did that. And the biggest thing I remember is him saying, "The bee set me up."
Yeah, it's amazing to me that
Mary and Barry.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Peterson,
yes, sir.
You are a shining star in my day. I love watching you and listening to you. And these tariffs that Donald Trump is promoting is really in line with making America great again. We have to stop letting the foreign countries undermine our economy.
Yeah. It's not going to change until the good folks stand up and fight back as hard as the bad folks are fighting. We got to stand up, folks. That's all it's going to take. And just stand with truth. Don't resent, but speak up. And you have a great power inside of you. So last night was the Godless Oscars, and I'm glad that I did not watch it. I'm glad that I did not watch it. I believe that Mary Berry's son died recently, too.
Yeah.
His only son.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary is dead, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no need to pray for him anymore. He's gone. But anyway, James is here, my producer, and he has his own show, the HakeReport.com, on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The HakeReport.com. So the Godless Oscars happened last night, and I'm so glad I have people like you to watch it for me. I can't stand it.
I didn't watch them either. I just read about it afterwards.
Oh, good. God bless you.
I'm going to give you the very brief Cliff Notes version.
Give it to us fast.
So Jimmy Kimmel attacked the GOP while pretending to be positive. Of course. He's that comedian guy.
Yeah.
According to CNN, rapper Common had 10 activists on stage to attack the NRA.
Of course.
A transgender became the first transgender to be presenting an award. A black actress and Pakistani actor shouted out to illegal alien young adult streamers.
Amazing.
And a black comedian became the first African-American to win Best Original Screenplay for an anti-white horror film, Get Out.
Affirmative action at work, based on color. Black people are not earning these Oscars. They are there because of affirmative action.